It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howe.
Hello there and welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being here. By the way, if you have a question or a comment, you can always send me an email at hoag@healthradio.net. On today's show, we have a very special guest, Dr. Michael Brandt Zawadzki, known to his patients as Dr. BZ. He is the Executive Medical Director of Hoag Neurosciences and holds an adjunct clinical professorship in neuroradiology at Stanford University. Welcome, Dr. Brandt Zawadzki.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, there have been so many advances in the way we care for stroke patients in our country. I'm going to sort of turn it over to you now to tell our audience about some of the most exciting advances to date, and I'm most particularly intrigued by this little tiny vacuum cleaner device that's just been approved by the FDA.
Well, around the turn of the century, acute stroke care was transformed. Before that, we would simply admire the disease, study it, watch the patients, because there was little we could do other than support them when they first came in with a stroke, a sudden loss of strength or speech or vision or balance. Mm-hmm. They would be admitted to the hospital and be cared for in a passive fashion. With the new advances of clot-busting drugs and major interventions allowed through tiny catheters inserted inside the arteries feeding the brain, we have been able to turn ourselves from individuals who study the disease to ones who intervene immediately after onset and reverse the process in many cases.
How wonderful. And also, this little device has been used, correct me if I'm wrong, as a preventive device if they feel a clot might be happening or is already there, to bust it up before stroke.
Well, stroke is the key word. Stroke is a clinical term that indicates loss of neurologic function with a permanent residual. So in the earliest stages of what would eventually become a stroke, one can actually reverse the condition. Not so much preventive as acutely intervening and stopping the process which has already started. Prevention would be keeping the process from starting in the first place.
These devices are tiny
Devices that can be navigated under x-ray guidance, under image guidance, through the arterial system from a tiny puncture in the artery of the leg, and with video game-like capability, if you will, be able to thread this device and remove the clot. So the device you specifically mentioned, the vacuum cleaner or penumbra device, sucks the clot out as it is forming, and then allows the brain to receive the blood supply that the clot was blocking.
Unbelievable. And what's the recovery time for a procedure like that?
Well, depending on how early we can get to the clot, the recovery time can be instantaneous to several hours. So the key issue for your listeners to focus on is that getting to the hospital in the earliest stages of the process is paramount. As soon as one notices sudden loss of capability for speaking or sudden weakness on one side or the other or visual loss or sudden change in balance, time is brain. Getting to the hospital to a capable facility with the interventions that we're talking about available, the clot-busting drugs, the imaging capabilities, the talented teams of neurointerventionalists is paramount importance.
It's really all about saving as much of the brain tissue that we can, correct?
Time is brain is the motto we use.
Right. Okay, I'm going to get into the warning signs again. You just gave some of them, but here are the official ones on the Hoag site. Number one, sudden onset of weakness on one side of the face, arms, or legs. Number two, numbness in the face, arms, or legs. Numbness meaning the tingly feeling, or?
Yes, loss of sensation or a tingly feeling, but the sudden is the key word. It's not something that comes on over days. It's the sudden development of these symptoms that's important.
Okay, and it could be on one side usually, but maybe on both sides.
Can be in some instances, in rare instances, on both sides. But most often it is unilateral on one side or the other.
Okay, and the third one is difficulty speaking or understanding what is said.
Yes, and both of those are important to understand. So garbled speech, suddenly you're talking and it's as if you had marbles in your mouth or can't speak at all. That would be expressive aphasia, the inability to express oneself. Or if someone is talking to you and you're completely misunderstanding what they're saying and respond with word salad, suddenly start cars and there the street and oh sky, That kind of a response of a sudden nature, word salad, if you will, is another sign of stroke onset.
And as you've indicated, do not delay. Call 911 immediately if you or a loved one are having a warning sign of stroke. Would you not recommend driving the person who's having a stroke yourself to the hospital?
Well, if they're in the car with you already, that would be the fastest method. But yes, you should call 911. Remember, time is brain. Brain attack and heart attack should become synonymous. It's interesting that every male, at least over the age of 50, if they have a tingle in their chest, comes to the emergency room worried about heart attack. But how many people wake up in the morning with inability to move a leg or an arm and pass it off and think, oh, maybe I slept on it wrong, and take hours to get into the emergency room?
Right. And stroke is the second leading cause of death worldwide, and 750,000 Americans suffer from stroke each year, so it really is a pervasive problem.
Yes, it is. It is a pervasive problem, and we must not forget that even though it's the second commonest cause of death, it is the first number one cause of disability worldwide.
So, things to remember. If you or someone is having a sign or any kind of thing that you question among the symptoms that we've talked about, please call 911 immediately. And Daniel in La Jolla has sent in an email question. He says, is there anything we absolutely shouldn't do when we fear one of our loved ones is having a stroke?
Well, we absolutely shouldn't delay. We shouldn't try to examine them ourselves and figure out is it or isn't it. We should call for help immediately. So that's the important message.
And don't take an aspirin because somebody told you to do that. Just
well, aspirin can be helpful in some cases of stroke, the cases where clots are forming. But if someone is bleeding into their brain and that's the cause of stroke, then aspirin would be contraindicated. So no, don't take an aspirin until there is a definitive diagnosis as to the exact cause of the stroke.
Okay. Now, many people who've had a stroke or know someone who has, they're concerned that more strokes may follow the first one. Are there any ways to help prevent second, third, and even fourth stroke?
Well, yes, there are, and those who have a stroke will know those ways because of the great educational system that's associated with stroke programs like ours. The important thing to also remember is that some of these signs may be very temporary. So, for instance, if one loses vision in one eye for 10 seconds and then it comes back, one may think, oh, that's nothing, I'm not going to worry about it. Or if suddenly there is a loss of speech for 30 seconds, you can't express yourself, but then you start able to talk, and you say, well, that was weird, just couldn't speak for a while there, must have been something I ate. No, those can be important harbingers or warning signs. We call them transient attacks. These little transient attacks that last a few seconds or a few minutes are important to bring to the attention of a physician immediately.
Tell us a little bit about the Hoag Rapid Response Stroke Team at the ICU at Hoag.
Well, the Rapid Response Team is throughout the hospital, not just in the ICU. The idea is that if there is a patient who's already hospitalized for whatever reason other than a stroke, who develops any symptoms suggestive that now they're having an episode that could become a stroke, the rapid response team is a swarm of nurses and physicians who gathers within minutes at the patient's bedside and does a thorough evaluation to assess what the cause of the problem is and to order the appropriate tests and imaging studies and make the definitive diagnosis.
Excellent. And it is important to go to a center that's comprehensive and really specializes in stroke so you get a complete examination of really the whole patient.
Well, just as an example of that theory, the Orange County Emergency Medical Services system, which is under the direction of the Orange County Supervisors, has designated specific hospitals as comprehensive stroke receiving centers. One of the earliest examples of a community-wide approach to stroke care, the designation of expert hospitals that can handle acute stroke patients with the most efficient and the latest capabilities available.
Can't get much better than that. We've been speaking with Dr. Michael Brandt-Zawadzki, Executive Medical Director of Hoag Neurosciences. And again, the mantra, can you tell us the three words that are the most important things to remember if you or someone you know is having a stroke?
Time is brain.
Time is brain. Well said. We thank you so much. We hope that we can have you back soon.
It's been a pleasure.
Great. And we've been speaking with Dr. Michael Brandt Zawadzki, Executive Medical Director of Hoag Neurosciences. And for more information on Dr. Zawadzki, you can visit hoaghospital.org, Dr. BZ, and you can also listen to the podcast of this show whenever you like. And please tell a friend, it could save a life. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Please stay with us. There's much, much more to come.